Hey Session family, how y'all doing? How y'all feeling? What is up? My name is Raquel Simmons and I am a marriage and family therapist. And you are now tuned in to In Session's very own Uncomfortable Conversation podcast. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and most importantly, share. Enjoy the show.
Hey family! How y'all doing? What is up? What is good? Welcome. Welcome back. I'm like, welcome back. This is a whole new platform. So welcome. Welcome to In Session's very own Uncomfortable Conversations. Let's give it up. Take a moment. Let's give it up. Let's give it up. How y'all doing? Listen, for those who are new to this, welcome. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, all that good things. For those who have been here, welcome to another branch of In Session. And all those who are new here, welcome to the family. Because now you're stuck with me and we're not going anywhere. We locked in. We locked in, baby. Anyway, so Uncomfortable Conversations. I'm going to just give you guys a quick rundown of what this is about to be. Because this is about to be a little bit different. Like, this is my podcast era. So, you know, if you do know, I do lives or for Instagram. So if you haven't already, make sure y'all go check that out. But it's a whole new era. Like, we in our podcast era. So I just want to give you guys like a run of the show and then we'll just get right into it. So the way the show will run is that first off, we'll start with an icebreaker. Love me a good icebreaker, especially when they are from In Session's very own personal cards. I mean, let's give it up for the cards. Well, insert some type of applause, or maybe you guys will do applause at home for me. So we'll start off with In Session cards. Right now we have different prototypes, so they will be available in the upcoming months. So please make sure that you guys are staying tuned. But yeah, so this is the individual edition and this is the couples edition. You know, we love a good couples, anything. So we'll get into that. So we'll start off with our icebreaker cards. I'm just going to put those down for right now. And then afterwards, we'll get into the discussion topic. So our topics is going to range from all over the place. Today's topic is what's my why? So I'm going to get into what. Why am I doing this? Like, why uncomfortable conversations? What's the point? Why are we here? And then we're going to get into my favorite segment, which is the chat session. So the chat session, you guys will get the opportunity to speak to me and to just overall let me know what you're feeling. So during this chat session, we'll be able to talk about different things like relationships, upbringings, conflicts, disconnections, emotions, like all different type of things. I, if you guys don't know, am a marriage and family therapist. So we'll get the chance to like discuss different uncomfortable conversations within the chat segment. So what will happen and how it will go is you guys will email me at insessionmft@gmail.com. So that's in the word I-N, session, no S, so insessionmft@gmail.com. And make sure that you guys are putting chat session or like CS in the subject line so that I kind of get a feel of what you're emailing me for. And so overall, we'll get like, I'll be able to highlight, okay, let me pull this. And the best part is that I get to read it here on this platform. And we get to, you know, I'll give my, this is a judgment-free zone. Let's start there. But I'll give like my honest opinion about it or we'll discuss. Maybe I'll be able to resonate or agree or even give you some of my suggestions as being a therapist. Now, this is not. And I repeat, this is not your personal therapy session. I don't know who needed to hear this, but this is not your personal therapy session. So please do not send the chat session and give me an entire long like soliloquy on what you've been going through for decades and decades. Now, if you could sum it up, that would be much appreciated. It'd be like, you know, a good little paragraph, two paragraphs max, because we do have to, you know, read it here, and you know, I gotta read it. But and also, I'm not your therapist, so I don't necessarily want you guys to think like, okay, free therapy, because you know, if you know, you know, people be out there trying to get free therapy from me. So this is probably like the best way to do it without me feeling like I'm your therapist. So we're just chatting. It's a chat session. Let's just chat. So that's going to be, I know that's going to be like one of my top favorite segments. So without further ado, we're going to get right into it. So we're going to start with the icebreaker. So I'm going to pick a card from my individual edition. I'm going to shuffle them so you guys know, like, this is not rigged. This is only a few of the cards. I didn't feel the need to bring out all of them. But again, you guys will get the opportunity to purchase the cards and have, you know, your own copy. But just look out for the updates. So we're going to get into it. Let me just shuffle this all real good. All right, let's see. Again, I wrote these cards, but I don't know what they really say for real. Like, some of them, you know, I wrote them in, like, different seasons of my life and even the seasons that we are now. So let's just see how this goes. So let's see. All right, what is your biggest life lesson thus far? All right, we starting off strong. Okay. My biggest life lesson thus far. Don't trust these hoes. Nah. It's a good lesson, but let me choose a different one. My biggest life lesson is to keep going. I think that we're going to get into like my story, and I'll just, you know, give you guys a little bit of my story and the topic of what's the why. But I think my biggest life lesson is to keep going. I think that there's been so many things in my life that would be, you guys will be shocked to know how I'm even here, how I kept going, what kept me motivated and present. And so I think that would be my biggest life lesson, because look at where I'm at. Like, I'm here with y'all now. Like, you don't even know what the trials and tribulations and testimonies it took to get here, but I'm here now. And so if this isn't the biggest like life lesson, or you know, just me just keep going, like, who says I should stop? And I don't feel the need to stop. So here we are. Biggest life lesson. This was a good card. Yeah, listen, when y'all get access to this game, if you know, you know. All right, next segment is what's my why. Again, this session or this podcast is called Uncomfortable Conversations, and my why is exactly in the name. Like, I think that is, I'm trying to bring conversations back. Like, we don't talk to each other anymore. I don't know about you guys, but in this social media era, no one's talking. Or if they're talking, they're not talking about the real things. They're not talking about what's actually happening. And I just kind of want to bring back normalcy. Like, can we be normal? Can we be more than a highlight reel? Can we get into it? And also, like, can we talk about the conversations that we desperately need to have in order to support with breaking those negative generational cycles? Like, I always say, and you probably heard, or you know, me say these things of when we were younger, we were told to stay out of grown folks' conversations, but now we're the new grown folks, and most of us have no idea what we're doing. I always say that because it's very true. It's because those conversations, and I granted, I realized like we may have not been old enough to have those specific conversations, but when do we have them? Like, when do we become old enough to have them? And I think that especially my generation, we're gonna say late 20s, early 30s, not too much, but in reality, we're not having these conversations, and we're wondering why we're dealing with the same levels of disappointment, and we're dealing with the same levels of curiosity or unknown or just like fear of what's next, or just you just don't know how to navigate. And I just want us to have those conversations to normalize not knowing how to navigate. Like, it is okay. We are all out here trying to do our best, putting on our best show. Like, we are putting it on. And I think we just need that platform and to have those different levels of conversations. And that's what In Session overall stands for. In Session is intentional conversations, intentional sessions on our why. Like, why are we doing this? Where did it come from? And trust me, we are going to get deep on this platform, because uncomfortable conversations, we are doing a no filter, just like real conversation and bringing back real conversations, like I said. So that's also my why. I will also say, like, my why is, like I mentioned earlier, I do Instagram lives where I have people come on to just share their talents, share their stories, share their, like, how they got to where they are, whatever they're doing. And we focus, you know, on different topics of, like, mental health, what's out there for the girls, what's out there for the LGBTQ community, what's, like, we share resources. But on the lives, I also feel like it is a platform for other people. Like, I am a vessel, if you will. I'm a vessel within the community on the Instagram lives, where I allow people the opportunity to have a safe space to speak. So with that being said, yes, I am going to still do the lives. However, I'm also going to allow myself to have a voice here. And so I want my story to be told, because on the lives, I usually ask a bunch of questions, which I will still do. But I ask a bunch of questions to get a feel of, you know, someone else's perspective. So this is going to be my, like, new baby, because it's going to be me. It's going to be my perspectives on things. It's going to be you guys' perspective, because you guys still get the opportunity to write in and share your uncomfortable conversations. I mean, on this platform, we are going to laugh. We are going to cry. We are going to just, like, kiki. We are going to be angry. We are going to go through the motions, you know, and I'm excited. Am I nervous? Absolutely. Because this is going to be a different side of me that, you know, as a therapist, we are taught or trained. We are trained to listen. We're not necessarily trained to speak. And it's so interesting because, you know, as therapists, you when people say you need to go to therapy, the cat's out the bag, therapists don't really say much. Like, we don't really talk during our sessions with you guys or with clients. And if we talk, it's very minimal, because we say very little that's going to mean a lot. Like, we could say, like, something mad cliche. Well, how do you feel about that? You know, but it's so cliche. But how many times do we get the opportunity to say, like, I'm angry, or to say, like, you know, this person got me messed up? And instead of being met with, like, a combative response, you're met with, that sounds, you know, rough. Like, that's, you know, how do you feel about it? Like, what, you know, what does that make you want to do? Like, we kind of ask more questions to explore. We don't really have real conversations. Sometimes, you know, case by case, of course. But a lot of the times we're trained to ask questions for curiosity and not necessarily have a whole conversation with you guys, you know, and you don't even know, like, you're in therapy having, like, a transformative experience, and we're just, like, having basic. But what you think about that? And where you think that came from? And how, like, we're just kind of asking random, like, not random, but probing questions to get someone else to speak more. Anyway, here's my point. The point I'm making is that because I've been so trained to do that, that is what my lives are. My lives started, the Instagram lives started with me being able to give people the platform that therapy provides in an unconventional way. I wanted to be able to say, like, no, therapy doesn't have to just come from you sitting in front of me telling me, like, what brings you in? You know, therapy could come from your community, which is why I stress communities in all of my Instagram lives. Like, do you feel like community exists? Or do you feel like I'll have those type of conversations within the lives? Because in reality, what I'm saying is I need everybody to know that there's therapy here. Like, this is a therapy session. This doesn't have to be a therapy session that we're used to seeing on TV or, you know, on social media. No, this is a therapy session because it's someone talking, me talking, and you guys grabbing and getting something from it. So this platform, however, is going to be a little like that, but a lot different, where I'm speaking more and I'm able to share with you guys my story, and I'm able to kind of, you know, give some of my knowledge out. We'll give like therapy facts or some type of realm to where I'm, you know, I'm educating you guys on different experiences, especially when you guys write in. So make sure that you do, because, you know, a lot of it, I want us to even share like stories. You can share a story here. You can ask questions here. I prefer like you share like an experience and then it comes with questions, so that we're able to like really navigate through different responses. Or you can even email me and let me know how good I look here. You can tell me how proud you are. Like, I am taken. You can let me know all the affirmations here, because why not? You know, if you want to just email me and tell me how, you know, you love what I'm doing, bring it in, you know. I also have all the details for the email. Again, it's insessionmft@gmail.com. But I'll also put all that information in the link below. So before we wrap up, we will end each session with, I don't know who needs to hear this, but. So today I want to say, I don't know who needs to hear this, but. Just do it. Start that podcast and not listen real quick. Just because you got a mouth does not mean that you need to start a podcast. This is no shade, but this is the real conversation here. We're being really transparent here. A lot of people got mouths and they got platforms and they don't know what to do. So they say, let's start a podcast. And some people should not do that. No shade, just saying. But if you feel like you, I mean, all right, let's do what you want to do. Let's say that. Like, you know, do what you want to do. And also make sure that you're understanding your why. Make sure that if you want to create the podcast, be able to identify your why. Like, I want people to get out of this a sense of community. I want to be able to have my voice be heard. I want to be able to share different experiences with you guys, whether that's us laughing again, it's like crying here. I'm not a big crier, so if I cry on this platform, just know you got me. But yeah, I want to be able to connect with my family. Like I said, if you're new here, you locked in. Like, we ain't going nowhere. But yeah, I don't know who needs to hear this, but just do it. Do it anyway. Listen, like the great Tasha Cobbs that says, do it anyway. Do it scared. Do it happy. Do it nervous. Do it anxious. Y'all don't even know the feelings that's going on in my body right now. And I'm still doing it. So why not? You know, it took me a little minute. But we're here. So I just say, do it. Like, whatever business venture, it doesn't even have to be a podcast. So like, whatever business venture you're trying to look into, whatever job you're trying to quit, whatever job you're trying to start, whatever like space, if you're trying to lead that man, lead that girl, do it. This may be your sign. I don't know who needs to hear this, but do it anyway. And that could be anything. If you're trying to leave that situation that you know you don't got no business in, but you just staying there because you think it just sound good. No. You've been trying to leave for a little minute. Do it. Do it anyway. Don't let me get y'all in trouble though. Cause I ain't do it. I ain't say it. But yeah, like if you feel like your life is going towards a purpose and a passion, do it. Do it without even knowing how to. Like just do it. You don't need all the fancy things. You don't need all the so much theatrics. Because as long as you remember your why, you'll always have that to go back on. So you use that why and let it be your determination. Let it give you that fire. Let your why be that fire in your back to be like, oh, okay, let me do this because it's a greater cause and it's a greater purpose. So I don't know who needs to hear this, but do it anyway. Whatever that pertains to, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you got it. So again, this is In Session MFT, Uncomfortable Conversations edition. So we're gonna get into the podcast. I'm so excited that we are doing it anyway. I'm so excited that we are doing this. We both gonna learn, we both gonna grow together, but I'm so happy to be doing this with you guys. So this wraps up our podcast number one.
All right, family. This concludes our episode of Uncomfortable Conversations. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and share. We'll see you next time.